Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Canuck Otaku Podcast. How long has it been?
Absolutely no idea, but we're back.
It was at least July.
Yes.
Do we have to explain anything, or was everything kind of explained in the last episode?
I think it was explained. Yeah. Last episode, at least my side of the excuse was I was wedding planning. And yeah. then there was the wedding.
There was an actual wedding that happened.
Yes.
I'm just going to say that's the excuse. I also didn't really watch anything over the summer. I had a really, really nice summer vacation, and that included a vacation away from anime, believe it or not.
Same.
And it's kind of weird when you're going so into a hobby that you need a vacation from the hobby.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I mean, that's happened to me multiple times.
Yeah.
I equate it to, I guess, keep things kind of related to our podcast. I equate it to video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person that gets into one game, and that's the game that I play.
It. Yeah.
And then obviously there's a point in time where it's like, okay, I need a break from that.
Yeah.
And then I'll try out another game, okay, or I'll step outside for once.
Yeah. So you're super focused on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, not like tire it out, but you exhaust your attention span for,
yes,
that specific thing. Yeah. And like for me, anime was that thing. And actually right now, just because school started and school has been absolutely overwhelming, believe it or not. I've taken just a bit of vacation from cycling. So I've taken 2 weeks off from cycling.
Ooh.
Which is a really, really long amount of time for,
yes,
me, because I was used to cycling 4 times a week. So it's been, you know, really, really nice just to step away from it. And I'm really, really itching to get back into it. So when it comes to anime, it was kind of the same thing. The second I got back into anime, I binged like a motherfucker.
Did you?
It was like, I don't know, it was almost just like I relapsed where I checked out, you know, all the shows that I missed from the summer, and I just went through a bunch of series. So I still have a bunch of stuff that I have to go through just because I have to mix school and watching. But yeah, it's been pretty good.
That's a complete opposite, yeah, of me. Now that I'm getting back into it, I kind of went back and started watching things that I'm familiar with.
I mean, that's a good way to get back into it, is you start off with what's familiar,
yeah,
and
sequels,
then you use that to
whatnot
to wean your way back.
And yeah, I just put everything else on hold, and I'm just waiting for this new season to start, basically.
I am okay. I want to eventually get to that.
Same.
Because I know in our last episode, we talked about a bunch of shows that are coming up, a lot of which have been manga series that I have been reading for a while and have really, really enjoyed. And it just seems as though anime was calling me back. Because between when our last episode was recorded and when we're recording this today is September 22nd, so many things have been released, or that are that have been announced.
Yeah,
that I'm looking forward to 2022 so bad. I'll find some time to get into that. Why don't we talk a little bit about, I guess, some of the stuff that we're catching up on over the summer, which I guess for our listeners probably won't be new news, because if you're a healthy watcher, then you know you're not really going to lose interest. So you were, you know, a lot of you are probably watching a lot of the summer season. But yeah,
unlike
us. Did you want to go first in terms of like your highlights and whatnot?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going first because I'm short and sweet, to
go
be honest
it,
with
yeah.
you.
Mine's short and sweet, but I want to talk a little bit more about other stuff that's going on. So
right. Well, fun fact, summer-ish shows that I was watching. I finished two of them today.
Okay, nice.
And
nice.
Both of those being sequels.
Okay.
Seasons. So Iruma, I finished it. I finished season two. Really good. You were talking about the second last episode.
The date episode.
But I really enjoyed the last
episode. The last episode. Okay.
Yeah. Just because it kind of gave a little bit more into
what's wrong
Sullivan.
With you? What's wrong with you?
What is wrong
with you? Oh my God.
I did like episode 21. I did.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed episode 22 more because... I don't know. Like it kind of got it more into Sullivan's past,
yeah,
and foreshadowing as well.
Yeah,
Iruma was getting interested in the Demon King stuff.
And yeah, like that was the perfect. That was one of the best ways of ending the season, just to leave it on a really nice cliffhanger. Gives you a little bit of context as to what's going to happen in the following season, similar to at the end of season one. Where yeah. we see Chadiruma show up. And he didn't really show up until partway through the second season. But, you know, it's just a way to tease, like, what's coming up. And, I mean, the purpose of that last episode was to give us, like, actual information and context into the world that Iruma is in.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah, because we didn't really get any other information up to that point. It was just... Yeah, it's a high school anime in hell, right? And that's
hell,
really it.
And the demon king disappeared. That's all we know.
Yeah, and I mean, almost everyone knows this, but the old demon king Delkida, his name is Alucard. Anyway, the guy that's in Iruma's ring.
That's what I figured.
His name backwards. And it was even more obvious in the anime because he actually voiced it. And it's the same voice actor.
It's the same, yeah.
For both. Whereas for the manga readers, you just had to read the name backwards. I mean, I guess both are kind of obvious. Obvious ways. But anyway, it gives us a little bit of context as to what's going on. And pretty much... everything that happened in the manga happened in the anime.
Cool.
The reason why I liked the date episode was that they took like a single chapter of the manga
into an
entire episode. So, I mean, one of the things that I absolutely loved was that they stretched out one of the best episodes or one of the best chapters. And they added their own, content. They added additional inner thoughts.
Really? They expanded upon it.
Which is why it was so good. And I think the anime is definitely trying to, hint at the shipping a little bit differently than the manga, because in the manga chapter it was kind of the relationship or the feelings were for the most part one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
It was Emily liking Iruma. Here we got a little bit more of like action on Iruma's part, where, you know, he's the one that's blushing, he's the one that's being flustered by stuff. So whether or not that is
intentional.
Whether it's intentional, where the anime is revealing even more information about what's going on than the manga was, whether or not that's just how they decided to do it. It was my favorite episode.
Of course it was.
By far.
Of course it was.
It was one of my favorite episodes of like any show
ever.
Ever. And yeah, like if they're going to do that for all of the other, I don't know what the shipping title is called, whatever the shipping name is called. But yeah, there are other like chapters that are like that are kind of interludes in between arcs. So we're going to get another one of these chapters or scenes after the next arc, and then another one after the next arc, and the one after that arc. It's one of the best. It was one of the best things like ever. It's like, okay. It's better than,
calm down.
Yeah. It's it's literally better than name something that's really, really good.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah.
You put me in a spot there. I was trying to think of something funny, but exactly, right?
Yeah. I was going to say sex, but I mean, even sex isn't really that good. But yeah, so when it comes to either my season three announced.
Yes.
In terms of the teaser, we are looking at least the, what's it called? The sort of like tournament arc. What do they call it? I can't remember what they called it. Anyway, all the misfits, they take part. It's a...
Yeah, because they finish the season saying that they all have to achieve rank 4.
Yes. And so one of the ways of doing that is to do the... it's like a Monster Hunter kind of thing. So pretty much they have to... It's a harvest festival. They have to pretty much like slay monsters. And then the monsters give them points. And then you have to...
Interesting.
Points. The arc after that is a music festival arc.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not spoiling anything. All I know is that for the shippers out there, we are waiting, or we're hoping that the baking chapter gets adapted, and that one definitely will. And then the big one, it's like chapter 200 or something. No, not chapter 200.
Well, I thought you would have it memorized by now.
Yeah, no, let me find it here. chapter 180. chapter 180. 1 centimeter's distance. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah. If you know it, you know it. You know that...
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Meme that's been going.
If you know, you know. People who know.
Yeah, people who know. Who yep. Yeah. Know. If you know, you are, young man, you are, yeah, as excited as I am. So that's my Enema news.
Yeah. And then the other show that I finished was Slime, season 2.
Really?
Yeah, actually. I don't know how I kept up with it. Because at the end of the... I literally just finished the last episode. And at the end of the last episode... They kind of have this scene where they show all the characters, and I kid you not, that scene was probably like 2 minutes long. There's way too many characters. And that's been my gripe with that show for a while now, but here I am still watching it. I don't really find that it has amazing content. It's very much so like just, maybe not fast food anime, but it's like elevated fast food.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's not McDonald's. I would equate it to like Harvey's. a mucho burrito.
Okay. I was thinking like Harvey's because it's like a burger as well. But
okay. Yeah. Yeah. That works. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I just don't go to Harvey's often. So it doesn't come up to my head. But yeah, like it still doesn't really have much substance to it. But I finished it. And yeah, will there be a season 3? Most likely. For some reason, that show is really popular. And I'm not helping the numbers.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that's literally all I've seen, anime-wise that I've done in the summer. Other than that, like, I rewatched Naruto Shippuden, and it's
that's a big one.
I was pretty much skipping all the fillers, and I was also even skipping like things that I'm like a lot of dialogue because I kind of had it in the background when folding clothes, doing chores, and yeah, I was. It's crazy. I was impressing myself as I was watching because I knew exactly what was going to happen each episode and I knew where to jump to keep going with the exciting parts.
Mm-hmm.
But I did rewatch that technically and I'm sort of doing the same with Bleach, but that's been going on for a while. That's kind of been my background in noise anime for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that in our last episode that... That I did watch the Demon Slayer movie. Did I mention that last time?
I think you did.
Maybe I did.
If not, I mean, you either told it to me outside of recording, but I know that you did.
Okay. Well, yeah, I watched that. That was good. And they still haven't... I don't think they've announced when season 2 will be out. But looking forward to that. I just don't want to ride the hype train too much, because I know that that's literally one, if not the most anticipated anime right now. Actually, no, I would say probably the second. I think Attack on Titan is probably number one.
Yes.
But that's literally all I've done anime-wise. Other than that, it's just been listening to anime music, which is good too. What about your side?
On my side, all right. I'm going to talk a little bit about Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, because that was one of the big ones.
I watched like 4 episodes
of the summer season.
Yeah, I put it on hold.
Really? Okay. That was one of the shows that I binged literally straight through. I didn't stop.
I'm probably gonna do that too. It's just wedding.
Yeah, I know. But like, I was so. I mean, first off, like, welcome back, Kyoto Animation. Like, it is so amazing, and it's so great to have you back, because you know you're watching a Kyoto Animation show. Doesn't even necessarily have to be like the art style, but just like art direction, the way they deal with like scene transitions, and like, I was a little bit apprehensive. And you can listen to one of the earlier episodes where I talked about how Kobayashi's, how, you know, the next season was going to introduce a character who I wasn't really fond of. And I think I was just not a fan of how I interpreted and pictured the characters in my head when I was reading. And I think it just has to do with the fact that, well, one, Kyoto Animation just did a hell of a job with it. Just to preface, if you've never read the manga to Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, it's very different. The style and the feel is very different. It is not, I wouldn't call it cute at all. If anything, it's rather
borderline ecchi, or
There's a bit of, Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Yeah. There's a lot of that, but it's just a little bit more mature. From the manga perspective. And yeah, like I wasn't getting any sort of, I guess, like enjoyment out of reading the manga, just because when I read it, it had just such a like serious tone to it. And then when Kyoto Animation did season 2, like, that was how I wish I had read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very cute, just really, really
laid back.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so, it just
wholesome.
Yeah, it's wholesome. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the new character, Iruru, like, I loved her in the anime. I can't remember who her voice actress is, but I absolutely loved her in the anime. It's like way more than in the manga. So the second season, it is, yeah, if you haven't watched it, like, watch, like, it made me watch season 1. I actually watched season 1 again. Right after I think I got up to episode 11 of season 2, because I don't think episode 12 has come out yet at the time of this recording. So I would binge it.
I'm probably gonna binge it. I'm 4 episodes in. I did get introduced to Iruru, and even when I was watching, I was just kind of like, she's not that bad, Chris.
Yeah.
That was literally my thinking.
Like, I didn't really, I don't know. There was just something about the way that I interpreted the manga that just turned me off from the series in general, actually. So I'm going to go back into it, and I'm going to kind of like look at it through the anime lens.
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I mean, really, really cool thing about the anime. Well, actually, you know, it's part cool, part tragic, actually. Because the original director passed away as a result of the fire that happened there. And so the person that took over, and there are a lot of examples of this, was he worked on Nichiju. So, I mean, prime example is looking at the opening. The opening standard, like, it is, mm-hmm. You could easily throw in Nichiju's intro, and then it'll fit. I mean, just from that opening scene where you, like, you know, they're holding like an object and then you see like the camera just zoom in and out. Yeah, that's the kind of style. Or like a lot of those transition scenes where it just, you know, transitions to just like a like an image and whatnot.
That's a good. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. But now that you're mentioning that, I think
like one of my favorite parts about Kobayashi is just the transitions. It was like a yellow background, and then it'd be like the doop, boop, 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 and then it'd just be a variety of different symbols. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my favorite parts of the show. What else is there? A lot of highlights.
I will say with Iruru, I'm not hugely fond of her character design. I know that's more of an issue of the manga, of the mangaka.
Yeah, I mean it's
exaggerated.
Yeah, I mean like we already had issues with Uzaki.
Yeah,
when Uzaki-chan came out.
Yeah,
and suddenly, so, Quetzalcoatl was already, you know,
exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Like we already had, you know, the
Sugoi,
the Sugoi. in the cast. I didn't think we needed to top it, but I guess we did. That's literally my only gripe with it. Everything else was fantastic. And I do want to go hop back into that show.
Yeah. Cool.
Might do so tonight.
All right. So that's what I've been doing. Well, I was watching that, and then I was also catching up on, oh man, I hate to admit this.
Oh God.
I'm still reading Komi-san just because the series is coming out. So
after all the shit talking,
I mean, so I'm still skipping like the filler chapters,
okay,
and just trying to get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Oh God, I can't imagine like looking up Komi-san manga filler list.
So much
that's
you
what
can
you have
skip.
To do with like Naruto.
Yeah, like my position has still not changed. The series is still bad.
Fight him.
I mean, everyone, you know, most people agree with me. It's still bad. It's...
I love controversial opinions. You already know that. So.
Yeah. I mean, in the same way that... Like, it started... In the same way that it started off promising, and if we were to use, like, a restaurant analogy, it's like Tim Hortons, where Tim Hortons was just this awesome chain, this awesome like restaurant, you know, their
build
donuts,
up its name.
Their donuts were awesome. Their coffee was awesome. Like you couldn't wait to go there. And then just over time, it's like, yeah, you know, the donuts are just frozen now. The coffee is really, really bad. And yeah, like you hated having to just watch the decline and just experience it in real time. So yeah, I mean for the anime viewers, if you don't know anything about it, I mean yeah, you're gonna experience prime Tim Hortons, and you won't have to experience the decline where the coffee tastes like shit.
You know, it's funny that you're saying that because that's literally how I felt with Hunter x Hunter. I hate to bring that up again, but. Now that you mentioned Tim Hortons, yeah, that's a great example because it started off pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, I was like, it's like, you know, I would equate it to buying a Tim's coffee now and then having to go to the bathroom 30 minutes later.
Yeah. I mean, you go to Tim's because there's nothing else out there.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. A couple things that I still have to watch / drop. Girlfriend.
I never even started it.
Kanajo, I am.
It looked to me like it was going to be a show that I would watch three episodes off, and then not even three, maybe two episodes, and leave it.
Like I read it, I dropped it.
Oh.
Everyone's talking about it. I only want to watch it just for the voice actors because it's a pretty stacked lineup of voice actresses. I know.
Is your girl in there?
Wait, who?
Kana.
Kana Hanazawa? Actually, I'm not really sure.
I never watched that one. I didn't watch I know you were watching Jahi.
Oh, I'm going to talk about Jahi afterwards, but yeah, let me just finish up on Kanajo. 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 Aina Takatatsu. Oh, no, that's the preview. Ayane Sakura is a Saki Saki.
Okay.
So Ayane Sakura, she was in Odagailu. She was in, can't remember. she was Uranaka in My Hero Academia. She's amazing. She's a great artist as well. We've got, Ayana Takatatsu is actually in there. She's a Rika. And then the queen, Lei Takahashi. And I will talk about her later because my favorite series is got greenlit for more seasons. that'll be my last word because I really want to talk about it. Jahi. Oh boy.
Thoughts on Jahi. Should I watch it, Chris?
Okay, if I were to be honest. Okay, so one, I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
A lot, it's, I don't know, there's something about the, I don't know, characters are rather one-dimensional.
Off the grid start?
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a whole lot of progression. It's very much a slice of life. And if I were to compare it to, let's say, The Devil's a Part-Timer, because really it's a good comparison because the plot is pretty much exactly the same. Devil's a Part-Timer is better.
Which did get greenlit for a season two. So.
Yeah, and I've already talked about my gripes with the finale of the series, so I'm just going to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, the series was actually really, really good. My issue with Jahi is... how do I want to word this? I don't know. There isn't a whole lot to it. When I talk about the characters being unidimensional, yeah, like that really it's gag after gag.
I was gonna say, is it the same joke over and over, or just told differently? Maybe.
I mean, the gist of the series is that Jahi is so proud that she cannot accept help from other people. She can't admit to having a problem. And yeah, I mean, we're like 6 or 7 episodes in, and I kind of got sick of the joke after episode 4. So unless they give us something else, then yeah, it's going to be hard to stay interested. I mean, really what's keeping the show interested are the other characters. It's not so much the main character. I mean, first off, the maid, Dzuji, one, she's voiced by Kana Hanazawa, so automatically best character in the game, not the game, a best character in the show. And then the other thing is that she's like a stupid masochist. So she's like a stupid yandere masochist. And you need a really good voice actress to pull that off. And yeah, Kana Hanazawa is
nailing it.
As she's the right person for the job. Aikayano is the manager, so she's got just the nice one-san type. Right. Type character. Yoko Hikasa is the landlord, so she's very much just this aggressive.
Actively aggressive. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I've loved Yoko Hikasa since K-On, so all good. My favorite, like, characters, because they're just so stupid. One is the magical girl. Magical girl gets like the shit kicked out of her for reasons that are in the show, but pretty much she's like the unfortunate character bad things are just always happening to her. Like
grilling?
Pretty much. Yeah, like they're pretty much just like at odds with each other. And then the other one is what's her name? It's like the one who's like Jahi's rival. In hell. I can't remember what her name is. But she is also like stupid. Like she's like she's super intelligent, but she's not wise.
Wait, sorry.
So she's book smart, book but smart, she's not, but not, not street smart. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, those are like, you know, like I'm enjoying the show because of like everyone else, but Jahi.
That's funny because she's in the title.
I mean, yeah, she's the main character, right? Mm. And it's hard because you want to, there are moments where you feel sorry for her. And then there are other times where you wish the show was like, the real show was a spinoff about the other characters. Yeah.
That's funny. That's unfortunate, but
yeah,
maybe I'll check it out.
Like,
maybe
honestly, not. Like the funniest moments so far have been with the other characters.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a UFO lands on the magical girl for some reason. Like, and laugh out loud, like spit take laughs. So there are moments, like there are a lot of moments.
Just not with the main character.
Just not with the main character. Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah. Mm. Those are my thoughts. I would still watch it.
I'll probably check it out. Maybe in these next couple of days where... You know, a lot of the next season animes haven't started.
Yeah.
They don't start till like first week of October. So mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that like I didn't read the manga. I would have thought that I would have read the manga before it came out. Because usually when something's coming out, I read the manga first. Because I usually can't wait I kind of want to figure out
what it is
before investing my time. Because I can read like 5 episodes worth of chapters in the same time frame as like 1 episode. So it's a good use of my time. And if you have limited time, then like, I actually think manga is the way to go. So I think maybe that's the reason why I've been reading so much manga is because it's just so much more time efficient.
I still have to get into manga.
Yeah.
But now I have 3 volumes. So I have an excuse to start collecting some.
So yeah, there's that.
Any other shows you watched?
Oh, I was going to bring up with you now that you're married.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's just so weird to say now that you're married.
I know, right?
I feel so single. So yeah.
It's okay.
Maybe it'll change.
Maybe it'll change.
Yeah. I'm not gonna
believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even going to bring up the name of who we're talking about. But anyway,
why would you bring it up here?
But anyway, all I'm saying is I've been messaging with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be.
You can leave it on that if you want.
I can leave it there, but no, I have to talk about this.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm seeing her. I mean, hopefully, I'm going to see her over the next sometime over the next few weeks. We're still ironing out details, just because scheduling doesn't work out. But yeah, she is. Oh my god. Oh my god. Super cute. Like fucking like.
Sorry.
I can't even explain. I sent Luigi a message about it earlier today, and like, oh my god,
that doesn't normally happen.
And that doesn't normally happen. So, and like, usually, like it's usually
memes.
Yeah, usually it's memes, and usually like I squeal when like I see like I'm reading or like I watch something cute. Like exactly the same response. It was like watching. it was I don't know. It was like reading an episode of or reading a chapter of Takagi-san, which is an awesome like segue, if I do say so myself. But I should have saved it. But yeah, now that you're married, just this whole like way to go around it. I've got a couple romance manga that deals with just like being in a nice relationship. Because you know how like most
a nice one?
Yeah, like most series are about like getting to the relationship. A lot of series don't really talk about
once you're there
the relationship.
Yeah. It's all about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So,
so these are about the destination.
Yeah, and I've got a few in particular that I want to shed light on, and they're also Finnish series as well. So the first off is, oh man, I don't even have the English title for this. Futari Ashitamo Sodenarini. Let's see if I can figure out. Let's see if I can figure out Actually, and I'm going to keep this here, and then you're going to put your phone up there, and I'm going to talk about it. So as you're Googling it, I will just talk about the synopsis. So pretty much, it is the manga talks about this couple that's in a steady relationship. They live together, and then the manga is literally about, just things that happen when you're living with your partner. Eventually, they do get married. And it's just a very wholesome slice of life about being in a relationship. Like, that's all the info I can give to you, because that's literally it.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of the chapters, one of the chapters revolves around, the boyfriend, eats the leftovers that the girlfriend was saving in the fridge.
Ooh, yeah, that happens.
Right? Yeah, right? So, you know, things that actually happen, or, for example, they're hanging out, and then the ex of one of them just pops out of nowhere.
Shows
up. You know, what happens? How do you deal with that? Another one is the problems that arise when you start sharing a bed.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because that's a contentious issue. Yeah. You know, stealing the blankets, snoring.
I have a CPAP machine.
I have a CPAP machine. So I used snoring as an example. It doesn't actually happen in the series. I brought snoring as an example.
Yeah, whatever.
You have snoring issues. I have had snoring issues.
I can give you the title
I got punched by one of my exes.
You got punched?
I've been punched.
I've been... No, yeah, punched. Yeah,
and I remember it too, because I was so I was so taken aback. So me and my girlfriend at the time, we were just sleeping, and then at some point, it was almost like I woke up right before the punch happened. But at some point, I just woke up, and then I just felt like a.
No, don't worry. That happens.
So anyway,
it still happens, because now I get punched for taking off my CPAP.
Yeah.
But anyway, the English title is, according to my anime list, The Two Gets By Tomorrow 2, More or Less.
Okay, yeah, it's a nice little thing. There's that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I do hope that gets animated. Maybe I'll get my wife to watch it with me. No, she won't.
It's a manga. It's not a show.
No, but that's what I said. Hopefully, it gets animated.
I completely blanked out. I was thinking about something else, because I'm about to segue. The other one about married life, which is less about married life and more about the life of a married couple. Takagi-san, yeah, boy.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
Because
got announced. The spin-off that you like so much.
That hasn't been announced, but they have to. It's good to be incorporated somewhere. It's good to be incorporated somewhere.
No, no, dude. I thought they announced it.
Just season three and a movie. Season three and a movie.
Oh, a movie?
Speculation about the movie. I could talk about speculation, but one of my favorite series by far.
I still need to watch it.
It's cute. It's just... fucking cute.
Dialed back Nagatoro.
Well, Nagatoro, I wouldn't really call Nagatoro cute.
She
has her cute moments.
Later on.
She has her cute moments.
Like we talked about in the beginning, she's downright bullying.
Yeah, but I would probably say, this is by far cuter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like comparing an amateur to a pro in terms of athletic skill level. That's the difference that I would
noted. Duly noted.
When season three of the movie got announced, I was jumping for joy.
Cloud nine.
I was on cloud nine. I was ecstatic. It's better than insert another thing that's really, really good.
Sushi.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I like more. Whether it's the original series or it's the spinoff. Because the spinoff actually isn't written by the original author.
Really?
It's written by someone else. Because the original author has three manga series to take care of.
Jesus.
So the spinoff is done by someone else who is just advised by the original author, so that they keep the plot in line. So, you know, there's a lot of references between the two series. So a lot of similar scenarios, except, you know, instead of, you know, them in middle school, it's them as a married couple with a kid. And so sometimes a kid gets involved in that scenario. So, yeah, I'm just really, really happy because it's a really good series. It's super wholesome. And I'm just trying to think about where the movie is going to go. Because when you think about an anime movie, usually you don't think of just continuing the storyline.
No, it's right? Usually like its own little
story. Usually it's its own little thing, right?
Well, except I've seen some, well, prime example, Demon Slayer. Movie is literally a sequel.
Yeah.
But
it was, but the purpose of the movie was, yeah, just to continue.
That one continues the story. But then if I talk about any Naruto Shippuden movie, all of those are just standalone stories.
Right. I mean, Gintama was exactly the same thing where the movie acts as a conclusion to the series.
Mm-hmm.
So either the movie is going to be a conclusion to the series, which Yikes. I don't think it will, or it's going to deal with some sort of independent story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people are speculating that it'll be a movie that deals with like high school life, where it shows them in high school.
Okay.
Other people speculate that it is like the official end of the series where it'll end with like a confession, but it leaves everything open that you can still continue the series.
That's not terrible.
Regardless of that. So that's another way. Some people think it's like a combination of like everything where it starts off in like middle school, goes through their high school lives, and then eventually transitions into the spinoff in the spinoff zone. So I mean, there's a lot of speculation. We don't know anything. We don't know anything about it. The only thing we know is that there are certain chapters that are going to be in season three, because we see like certain the still images that are from certain chapters. So yeah. That's
exciting.
It's exciting because 2022, there's just so much stuff. Inuma season 3, Takagi season 3, we've got the Shogi Senpai, we've got Ahanen-san, which I've talked about.
Jojo.
Whatever.
Attack on Titan.
Whatever. what else is there? Isn't Kaguya getting... Kaguya's got season 3, right?
Yeah, Kaguya's got season 3.
Okay, Kaguya-sama, can I just talk a little bit about that? Because yes. I don't know how Akasan does it, but the series is just consistently good. Despite being a romantic comedy, all the characters are developing in a very realistic way. They have very plausible motivations for doing things, and especially over recent chapters, because Ino gets some of the biggest development over the most recent chapters, and she's my favorite character in the series, definitely. And yeah, like I just wanted to say that I'm really looking forward to season 3. I'm looking forward to possibly like more seasons, just because the show is just... or the series is just consistently good. I always use Kaguya-sama as kind of a foil to Komi-san, even though like the plot and the premise are completely different, but they're really similar in that they're romantic comedies. They're hugely popular, and yeah, only one of them deserves to get all of the praise that it gets. The other one doesn't. So yeah, the only thing that I'm missing: Nozaki-kun season 2. Like if there's okay, I mean the anime gods have been granting my wish up until this point. The only thing that they're not granting is like the number one thing on my list.
Think about it this way. I don't mean to make you feel sad, but Shield Hero did get season 2 and 3 announced at the same time. And it's Shield Hero. That show literally, to me, that season 1, that show ended the moment that he got his revenge on the princess, and that was it. Mm-hmm. After that, I'm satisfied. I don't need to watch more. Like, I'm good. Like, what else do you need? No, nothing.
I just don't know why we don't get Nozaki-kun season 2.
I should rewatch it.
Because, like, the manga's doing so well.
Maybe they're just waiting.
Well, what are they waiting for?
I don't know, dude.
There is so, like, they've got like 4 seasons worth of shit that they could that they could do. And I mean, actually, really, the reason why I want it is because I want I just want some of the shipping stuff to be animated.
Actually, animated.
That's really the main reason. And it's a shame because like a lot of that stuff is only in like the last 30 chapters or so, which means that even if there was a season 2, we probably wouldn't get
that far in
these specific chapters animated, which is really sad. Because I mean, similar to when I was talking about Jahi, you know, it's not about the main character. Yeah, with Nozaki-kun, it's not about the main character. With Nozaki-kun, if you are a fan, if you are aware, it's all about Horley and Kashima. And then, I mean, they're the OTP from the season, and then below that is Wakamatsu and what's her name? Yuzuki. So
sure,
yeah,
I don't remember anyone.
Yeah, and she was just like one of the funniest shows, and
it was really funny.
No fucking season 2, and yet season 2's coming out for a bunch of shitty shows, and it's just
I was looking at the things in later, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff that it's like, did it need a season 2?
Doesn't make sense.
Did it deserve it? Inspector, really? Season 2?
Inspector season 2?
Yeah, there's a season 2 for Inspector.
Fuck me. No. And I think you actually brought it up earlier. No, I mean, there's an example of a show that doesn't deserve a season 2.
Yeah, look, see?
Oh, man.
It's loading. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. I mean, shows that do deserve to be adapted. I'm just going to go through a list. I'm not going to talk about them, but this is just a list. First off, Please Go Home, Akutsu-san. They got to adapt that. A little on the etchy side, but it's really, really funny. Pretty much a delinquent girl is like staying at some guy's house.
Okay.
And then that's the premise.
That's not bad. Okay.
Kubo-san Doesn't Leave Me Be. That's another teasing series. I really like the teasing. I talked before about how
the title.
I really like the teasing genre. I think I talked about this.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Well, when we talked about Nagatoro.
Yeah. Yeah. The teasing genre. What else is there? Kuzumi-kun. Oh my God. We need a Kuzumi-kun animation. So that one, there's this guy that's just an enigma. He's like super weird. He's super quiet. And then this like popular girl like can't get him out of her head. And so she's just like trying to understand this guy just because he's just so weird.
Interesting. Yeah. I kind of like that premise.
Yeah. Like he's like super, like he's plain. He's boring. He's got these like dead eyes. And yeah, for some reason, this like really popular girl just can't stop thinking about him. So yeah, that's really, really cool. Pseudo Harem. There's another one. Pseudo Harem.
Excuse me. What? Sorry. Kay. Title?
Pseudo Harem. So it's a pseudo harem.
Are they really just named it that? That seems a little too on the nose.
Yeah. So the main premise about that is two students, or the two main characters. They're both part of the drama club.
How many girls?
One girl.
Oh,
pseudo harem. So two characters, they're part of the drama club, and like one of them just kind of like wishes he had a harem, and so the girl, it's like super good at acting, decides to play all of the different tropes. So there's like tsundere-chan, there's like
kudere-chan,
yeah. So she plays like the different plays the different personas. So it's really, really fun, and it's really, really cute.
Is there a yandere chapter?
I can't remember. There was probably just like a small reference to it.
Like a joke.
Yeah. And then Ninja Shinobu-chan, which the is fuck? Just, I've read the series like four times because it's so fucking good. The series, okay.
Again, the title, Ninja Shinobu-chan?
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right, okay. Let me, I was going to say I'm not going to talk about this. Okay, Ninja Shinobu-chan. Okay, there is this, okay, main character.
Shinobu?
Okay, there are two main characters. The male, just a regular, everyday guy.
Okay.
And then he suspects this one girl of being a ninja. And the problem with that is that, well, she is a ninja. but she's trying to persuade him
into believing
that she isn't a ninja.
Of course.
But she also likes him, which means that, you know, if she likes him, then she needs to like actually like start interacting with him, which means that, I mean, he's going to be more certain that she is a ninja.
That sounds ridiculous. And I actually do whatever to see it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, oh my God, it's just super wholesome. The manga is only 30 chapters long. I wish it were longer. But yeah, it was so short and it was so good. I've read it multiple times.
Wait, that's
times.
It? Like it's done, completed?
It's done, 30 chapters.
Oh,
like,
shit.
You're in and out, like keep everything good.
Oh.
And yeah, that's it.
Maybe I will read it.
I mean, spoiler alert, by the end, she admits that
she's a ninja.
She is
indeed
a ninja. Oh. Oh man. Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually like mean to go on that, but pretty much, yeah. That's my list of things that should be adapted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about the things getting adapted this season? I mean, I guess we already talked about Komi-san quite a bit.
Yeah, and like that's gonna be the big one. And like when it plays,
it's not the number
everyone's
one.
Everyone's going to be on the discussion boards about it. It's like, oh my God, this is so fun. And
surprisingly, though, it's not the number one. It's not the one leading the charts. It's the one leading the charts is actually the sequel to Mushoku Tensei,
which I'm really excited man, for. Because I've, yeah.
Did you finish season one?
Yeah, finished season one, and okay. I've caught up to the manga.
Oh, you've caught up to the manga?
Yeah. Oh no, it was duh. I binged that. Really. Oh man,
like, I'm excited.
It's so.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's good. It's good shit. It is good shit.
Well, because I've heard that it's the original isekai. Like, I think apparently this was one of the first like big isekais before the craze.
Yeah.
And it just didn't get adapted until now.
Really? Okay. Well.
I don't know if that's true.
All we need to find out is like when
the manga,
when it started getting produced. Because if it's if it's earlier than Sao, then
I would say Sao was like the birth of the isekai.
Yeah, I mean Sao and Log Horizon.
Yeah,
I remember that year clearly.
Same. That was what, 2013 maybe?
I think it was around 2013.
2013 or 2012. I do remember when Sao came out. Oh. I mean, I'm literally looking at a poster of Kirito and Asuna here in
your let's see here. Yeah, 2012. Yeah, it was when the first season came out.
Big year. Yeah, well, apparently Mushoku Tensei is the daddy of all isekais.
Yeah, it deserves to be there. It's a really good show. It covers a lot of really really covered heavy? A lot of like really heavy topics.
Oh yeah, even season one covered a lot of heavy stuff, and I'm sure they're not going to stop there. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I mean like. The amount of people that die in in that series, yeah, it is
good. good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, like, that's what things were like in the olden times.
Yeah, none of this bullshit. I did reincarnated in a world with a smartphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, die. I'm on OP.
Yeah. I just want more Roxy, and I will be happy.
Same.
Which is...
Oh, my God. We have the same ship.
Yeah, I mean...
Roxy.
Yeah.
I mean...
Which is unfortunate, because it's going to be a long time before we get more of her.
Yeah, I know, because she's not where they are.
Yeah, I mean, before, like, you know, until... Oh, man, it's going to be way past season two.
Oh, no, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because season two is going to be them coming back.
Season two is all... Yeah, season two is literally just going to be about...
The journey.
The journey. It's going to be a lot of Eris. And then we're going to get a little bit of... what's the elf's name? What was her name?
I absolutely no idea.
Oh, man, what was her name? Shit. Sylphie?
Sylphie correct.
Yeah, Sylphie, so...
That sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
86 is also getting a sequel, so...
Still need to finish it.
I was going to say same
here. Which is why I haven't talked about it, so... apologies. Yeah. So maybe, yeah, we'll get into... we'll talk a little bit about, I guess, more in depth about, you know, this kind of stuff when it finally comes out. But yeah, this is just kind of, this episode is just for us to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to be watching this season? I mean, Komi-san. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. Like, I'm going to watch
it. I know you're going to watch it.
Because I like, yeah, again, like, I like the beginning.
I'm going to watch it. Mushoku Tensei, of course. 86, if I finish season one.
What else do we got?
Miruko-chan. That one looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go through this list.
Oh, you haven't gone through the list. Okay.
I haven't gone through the list. Gokushibudo.
Yes.
Season two.
Yes, season two.
And similar to the first season, everything's being released at once.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to binge that in one night.
And yeah, I mean, you know how much we love that. So yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Can I read you a couple, what are they called? Like synopsis here.
Okay. Which one?
Well, there's a few that I just wanted to bring up because I thought the premise sounds so fucking stupid.
Okay, sure. Which is the first one?
Which one do you want to start with? The one that sounds like they're taking themselves seriously the edgy one?
Just go.
Just go. Okay, Tacked Up Destiny. In the story of the anime, one day a black meteorite fell on the world and the world completely changed. The meteorite produced grotesque monsters called D2, which started running rampant. D2 very quickly banned all music, which was the only thing able to overcome them. But there were some people who resisted the D2. They are young women who hold the power of music, the music art. These young women hold scores that are able to defeat the monsters. And there are also people who lead these women, the conductor. Sorry, but like, I just can't. I'm gonna watch it to check it out to see what the fuck this is about.
So it's like,
but like these aliens come to Earth and they're like, no more music.
So it's like Independence Day meets like Footloose. Okay.
Oh God.
I'm interested.
Right? It's ridiculous.
Really, really stupid.
It takes place in America in the year 2047. Yeah. Whoo, dude, I'm in tears just reading this shit. It sounds interesting. And I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cause the other thing about it. It's Madhouse and MAPPA.
Yeah, that's why I first clicked on it. I was like, Madhouse and MAPPA? That's going to be a banger. And then I read the synopsis and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. All right.
Of course, you also have your shit ton of isekais. There is one here that I also thought was hilarious. The premise. Not in a sense of like, I want to watch this show. Regardless of how silly the premise sounds, this is a show where like I want to stay far from it just because of the premise. Shumatsu no Harem. So
I already hate it.
You're gonna hate it even more. So apparently, a man killer virus kills 99% of the male population.
Say no more.
And the main character was in cryogenic sleep and is woken up, and he is all of a sudden a very valuable resource. Yeah,
low supply, high demand.
Oh god, just reading it, it's like, how does this get animated, dude? Also, in the sense of isekais, there's one where what's the English name? Do you not have the? I don't see the English name. More information. Either way, oh here. Banished from the hero's party, I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. Or you can also call it, I was kicked out of the hero's party because I wasn't a true companion, so I decided to have a slow life at the frontier. And apparently is, they open a pharmacy.
Oh, jeez, man. Sorry. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
There's another isekai that's, this one's, this one's going to be the edgy one of the season. It's the greatest assassin on earth gets double-crossed by the company, and upon death, they're summoned by a goddess to be reborn in another world.
One more time.
The greatest assassin on earth
okay.
gets double-crossed by the company that they're working for, okay. so yeah. they die, yeah. and then a goddess obviously summons them to be revived in another world where with apparently they have like there's one catch. He has to kill some person or and that's it. So whoa, that one's gonna be edgy as fuck. He's a sniper.
Oh man.
Oh god. and one that does look interesting is, and I'm assuming that maybe you have heard of this one. Senpai ga Uzai Kohai no Hanashi.
Yes.
So I'll be checking that one out
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another one of those.
Unironically.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. My senpai is annoying.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So there's a couple other ones that also look very interesting, but again, I'll probably watch them first before mm-hmm. we talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I did want to bring up those isekais because they sounded fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm not actually looking at the fall lineup. Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
At first, there was not a lot that just kind of caught my eye. So I think it's going to be down to content.
Yep. No, for me, it's still 2022.
You're still looking ahead?
I'm looking ahead to good times.
Yeah, JoJo Part 6.
Yep.
I was going to read the manga, but yeah. then that got announced. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll leave it there. So hopefully you got your fix. We're back. A bunch of people were asking me when we'd be back because they ran out of stuff to listen to. Which I guess is, you know.
I can relate, actually.
Which I guess is good because it means that people are actually listening.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I mean, I can relate because it does suck when, for example, the podcasts that I listen to on the side, especially when I'm driving, you know, my long drives.
Yeah, when you've got your super long.
They were doing, because they're a YouTube channel. They were working on a big project for YouTube. So they literally said, oh, sorry, guys, we couldn't record podcasts.
Yeah, so things are on replay. Yeah, yeah.
And the moment the replay started, I was like, no. They're back now, but mm-hmm. I haven't been driving, so I'm saving up on stocking up on, mm-hmm. on episodes. And it is nice to see that people are requesting this.
I mean, like, I kind of wish that, like, I was just a listener, not the host, because I've been doing a lot more driving ever since, like, school's opened up, which meant that, like, I have more work, which means that, yeah, like, you know, I'm doing a couple hours of driving every day sometimes. So I'm happy to finally be back. I'm hoping that, we can start to get the ball rolling, be, you know, start to get into, you know, more regular regular releases as we used to before the summer started. So yeah, that's all I've got. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Luigi. Welcome back, me. Yeah, I'm really, really excited. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Kaneko Taka podcast. If you like what you heard, follow us on social media, tell a friend, listen to the podcast with a friend, and just
make it a family event.
Make it a family event. Yeah. Tell your parents, tell your grandparents, you know, we're accepting everybody. Join the party. So thanks a lot, you guys. We will see you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Bye.